Heyman.com.
The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rapino with us on Wednesdays right here in this slot. And Blake, I didn't get to see hardly any of the spring game. I'm not a spring game guy. I'm not a believer. It's fake football. Intra-squad football ain't real. But what was revealed in LSU's game? And is there really a quarterback competition? Because I voted for Max Johnson after the Florida game.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I think that it's still Max Johnson's position to lose. I do think that Miles showed some good things in this new offense with Jake Peets. But, Bill, they are so vanilla. I mean, they didn't run but about 1% of their offense. They didn't run any RPOs. And really and truthfully, I thought Max Johnson showed that with his feet along with his arm, it is the quarterback that should be starting for LSU. So, I'd say that there's a QB race. I think that Miles did some really good things, but it's not as close as some people here have made it. You know, overreaction Monday was in full effect this week, but it's not as close as people think, but it's not as far as people think either. But I still think that it's going to be Max game one, snap one against UCLA, and it's, I just don't think that you have any other choice but to start him because of the good stuff that he's doing and how mobile he is with his feet.
What's Finley going to do? I know they don't want to announce it yet. No school wants to announce it in the spring because it cleans out your quarterback room. But what's his future?
You know, Bill, it's really interesting. A lot of people think he's transferring. Bill, a 4.0 student, he's not a dumb kid. And look, his dad, you know, I don't think his dad was really happy with him and his performance, and didn't blame the coaching staff, you know, on the game Saturday. Right. He comes from a family of a lot of hard workers. It wouldn't surprise me, Bill, either way, if we're being honest, if he transfers or if he stays at LSU. It just wouldn't surprise me. I think if I had to bet everything on it, if I had to bet the house that he'll transfer. At some point, it might not be this season. It could be next when you have Walker Howard coming in as well. He showed some really good things, but it's still just the inability of good footwork and pocket presence and pocket footwork that you're going to have to – it's basic footwork and just reference to throwing the football. I mean, whether it be baseball, basketball, sometimes basketball, I guess you say, and mainly football, if you're not going to set your feet and throw the football, your arm's not going to always just get you out of trouble like it did in high school. He's got to work on his footwork, and that's always been the biggest problem with TJ. And he's sometimes when he's under pressure, he just regresses back to the sloppy footwork. So if he wants to do that, that's fine, but you're not going to be able to do that in the SEC. He's going to have to work on that really hard.
What else stood out? Not just spring game, but spring football. What was revealed?
Bill, I think that let me use this as a holistic statement. I think Durante Jones, the defensive coordinator, and what he's doing in the secondary, a guy that's been in the NFL, a guy that has been with Mike Zimmer with the Minnesota Vikings, who is pretty much well-known in NFL circles, is one of the best DB coaches in the NFL. What he's done in moving some corners to safety, meaning Jay Ward and Rodarius Jones, and watching some of the spring and watching, you know, fans saw it in the spring game, what they were able to do in lockdown coverage and one-on-one. And Bill, spring games are basically one-on-one matchups. It's vanilla across the board. And those two guys really had good days, and they had good springs. So I think that the back five, back seven have shown that they can be really good. You know, Dwight McLaughlin is a guy, a corner, 6'2", long corner that LSU has always liked to go get. You have probably your third corner that they've always been looking for. And Bill, I'm going to be with the talent that you have in this DB room. When you have Derek Stingley, Elias Ricks, Dwight McLaughlin, who came on late last season, and what he's shown all spring, now Jay Ward, and you have two a five-star guy in Sage Ryan coming in, along with Jordan Toles, who made some waves. Bill, this is a really talented unit. And so they have a lot of talent and experience on all three levels on defense. I thought the defensive line played really well. They had a couple linebackers out, but the D-line, the depth-wise, with two starters out just on Saturday, for an example, really did well. And they just have eight guys, maybe even nine, that they feel confident that if they had to absolutely start, they're okay with it. So I think that has been the biggest surprise to me, from going to the defense, how bad it was last season, to kind of the communication that they've done and the things that they've done in one off season. Very quickly, Bill, the one thing that I noticed in this spring game, and just some little tidbits, because I'm like you, I don't really care, you know, it doesn't really matter too much. But right, the defense on one play against Max Johnson, when it was in man-to-man coverage, and right as the ball snapped, they break out and rush out to a zone, confuse Max Johnson. He throws the ball to Kayshon Boutte. Three defenders are around him because they implemented the zone. The communication went really well in this DB room, which we all know was so bad last season, and they are always there was always a miscommunication. So in just a couple short months, I think that they're able to learn this defense really quickly and implement it on the field from what we've seen this spring and this past Saturday.
Regardless of the spring game, the defensive line has numbers and personnel. That's a fact.
No question. And Bill, I don't want to overreact, and I'm not going to overreact, but Ed Orgeron has built what he's wanted to build ever since he became the head coach at LSU. This D-line has serious numbers, and they have some serious talent. Jaquelin Roy had three sacks Saturday. Again, he's been doing that all spring. He's been doing that in game, you know, when they opened it up 2 weeks ago, he was dominating. And then you have Mason Smith, who, if you know, Ed Orgeron came out and told us that he was a little nicked up. Well, goodness gracious, if you didn't play that kid because he was a little nicked up in the 10 plays that he had eight pressures, okay, you sign me up, you know, inject that into me, because if you're going to put Jaquelin Roy, Mason Smith, and a lot of B.J. Ojulari, and all these guys on this defensive line, they really remind me, from a depth perspective, that 2008 Florida defense. Maybe not some guys that were going to be high draft picks, but just some serious depth along that defensive line that you can rotate guys in and out. Because, Bill, quite honestly, your third or fourth defensive defensive tackle right now is Mason Smith. And that's a great problem to have. And so they showed that they can be dominating in the running game. They showed that they can get after the passer. And they're starting DNs. And Andre Anthony and Ollie Gay didn't play. And Bill, I'm gonna throw this out there. Savion Jones, another freshman defensive end coming in. Some people had him in Louisiana as the number one recruit in the state above Mason Smith. They think that he's that special. But regardless, those two guys are going to be on the defensive line together as freshmen. And so a lot of people are looking forward to that as well.
I will ask you in jest, anything new on the Arch Manning story?
No. you know, no. Yes and no. I mean, I think that Sark in Texas might have a little bit of a shot. But no, Bill. I mean, because there's so many people saying, what is Arch doing? What is Arch doing? What is Arch doing? And I don't even think the kid knows what he's doing. I will tell you that there were some, you know, the Mannings did do some things with LSU the last couple of weeks, but it doesn't, you know, people are like, oh, my God, they did this with Ed Orgeron at LSU. It doesn't really affect anything. It doesn't mean anything. They've been doing it for 5 years before Arch was even in high school. So not really anything with Arch. What I will tell you, though, Bill, is that there's a chance that you'll have four or five-star quarterbacks from the state of Louisiana in a camp. When they open up this dead period and LSU wants to do a camp, you could have five of these guys in the state of Louisiana, Ricky Collins being one of them, who has really emerged from Woodlawn and Baton Rouge. If that happens, it's going to be a really fun camp to watch when you have that many talented quarterbacks in one room.
Let everybody know how they can get your shows.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. AYS Sports on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We go from 7 to 8, Monday through Thursday. We're going around the SEC. We've had a lot of people asking us to continue to do around the SEC, so we'll continue to do that. So it gets from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Awesome work there, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
Blake Ruffino, down from the boot down in Louisiana. He checks in with us on Wednesday's Top of the Hour. Brian Driscoll from Sports Illustrated. We'll talk a little Fighting Irish. We try and give you variety. We try and not be like any other show on any other planet in the solar system. We try and now there will be some topics that take precedent more than others. I mean, that's going to happen, but we try and give you at least within the popularity of the solar system, some variety here. If we just hit the same thing every day, I wouldn't be as interested. I know that. I like the variety. I don't want to eat the same meal every day. You know, if you go and you get a nice hamburger and you put it on the bun and you get, what do you prefer? I like some tomatoes, maybe a little, it depends on the mood, maybe a little mustard. I like lettuce, but I prefer spinach over lettuce. I'll take either one. Maybe some white onions. But if you did that every day, it wouldn't be as good, right? A little variety is what we like here. So Brian will be with us top of the hour. A little Fighting Irish. They don't even have their spring game this weekend. They're a couple of weeks out on that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now. 24 coming in from Rutherford County in and through Davidson County. Cleanup continues on that earlier car fire in Dixon County, westbound I-40 and 840. That happened earlier this morning. Of course, the heaviest flow right there in that area is coming eastbound. All that traffic leaving Dixon County headed towards Nashville. A Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris. Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
The 2021 NFL Draft is coming to Cleveland, and you can be a part of the action at the NFL Draft Experience.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
Taking place outside First Energy Stadium April 29th through May 1st, the 2021 NFL Draft Experience is a free football celebration and open to families and fans of all ages.
With the first pick.
Spaces are limited, and you must sign up for tickets in advance. Download NFL OnePass today to reserve your free ticket. Tickets will sell out. Watch the draft live on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man week.
The slowest fast-breaking radio and features the U.S. Army Legend of the Week.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Budmore State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, High Valley Conference, the Nashville Scene, Sam Sports Grill, and Sam Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
Right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Topwater Assassin on Twitter. Bill, I hear that Dabo is pushing hard for Arch. Oh, I hear they're in it. I don't really know the exact list. I don't know that there is an exact list right now. If there is or if there isn't, but Clemson can be a factor in any player they want to be a factor in. I don't care where the kid is. California, Louisiana, Florida, New Jersey, it doesn't matter. Clemson can be a thing in any recruit's life they choose to be. That's where they're at. So I wouldn't be surprised. And they're creating a bigger resume every year with quarterbacks. Yeah, if you want to go and get developed and be drafted, play your Sunday game, make all the money, Clemson would be a pretty good choice, frankly. I mean, it's not the only choice. I'm just saying it'd be a pretty good choice. They've done a good job. I'll say this again. With Archie and Olivia, the grandparents, and then all the kids, and then the grandkids, and Arch being one of the grandkids, they've got a buffer there. They've got an umbrella there. They've got a plethora of experience that I don't think any other family could have. You cannot have more fame and fortune, football, quarterback, experience than the Mannings. Nobody will ever supersede the Mannings when it comes to quarterback, tradition, history, legacy, knowledge than the Manning family. Starting with Archie. You just can't. This kid could not be under better supervision than that. It's not possible to have more ammunition above you to guide you than Arch Manning. It's not possible. You're the ultimate quarterback superpower family. Whatever happens, and I don't have a clue where he'll go. I do think maybe Kiff will be a big factor. I don't know if that's the ultimate destination, but he's going to be a factor, particularly if the offense stays revved up there, which it probably will. It probably should. Regarding my son calling me yesterday and saying, Dad, I've got to go get the test. They said I've been exposed and this and that, right? So we got onto it right after the show yesterday. Got him over there, and it was kind of a surreal experience. Everybody we ran into was very professional and very, very good. Not hearing that from everybody. Now I'll tell you this. I was a little taken aback because they told us, look, we cannot promise you when you're going to get the call about the results, which, okay, I get. It's busy. We go back home, and then we get a call in about 20 minutes. It happened fast, which I was appreciative of. But they, for whatever reason, they couldn't email you the results where I could print it out here. You have to go back there to get the paperwork, which I was willing to do, but I was trying to explain to the lady who called me politely, and she was very polite too, very nice lady. Can you just email it to me? Just email me the information. I'll print it out here. And she never really answered the question. She kept saying, maybe you get a text. Sometimes you get a text. You can use that to show the school that you've taken the test, your kid's taken the test, and that he's tested negative. She would never answer the question. So I then decided, look, this is fine. You're just going to have to go back up there to get the paperwork. That's fine. Then I started worrying. Now this is just me. Does my son need to be with me? Because he's tired. He wants to rest a little bit before he's got to go back to school. It's kind of been a whirlwind day. He got shocked by this news. And I was thinking, okay, I'll go back up there, but he doesn't need to go with me. He's wanting to eat a little lunch and everything and just chill for a little bit. I'm thinking, I'm the parent. He's the minor. Does he need to be with me? Now, I didn't think he needed to be with me, but under this current sham, okay, what if I get up there and they say, well, if your son's not with you, you can't. I didn't figure that would happen. So I called the local pharmacy where we went and got the test. Somehow, it ends up a national line. Even though I called the local number, the lady who answers, I don't know what nationality she was. I couldn't understand her. But my question was, can I go get the paperwork without my son? Because you just don't know. I mean, the rules, common sense would say, I'm the parent. What difference does it make? But I wanted to make sure, because I didn't want to have to make a third trip. This lady, I don't know what language she spoke, but it was broken English. I asked her, I'm the parent. Does my kid need to be with me? She didn't even answer the question. It took me about 5 tries. I didn't even realize she wasn't here until I thought, maybe she's not here in this town, in Franklin. So finally I said, ma'am, I am sorry. I am not understanding you. Can I go get the paperwork? That's all I want to know. Please just answer the question. She says yes. This is after 5, maybe 10 minutes of just, I don't know what, boilerplate. Bama Mark on Twitter this morning, checking in. And let me find, I was looking at Bama Mark. He says, Bill, yesterday you entered the mystery world of the Corona dimension. My daughter has gone through this 3 times right here in the same town. Each time took different amounts of time and different types of people. It's time I won't get back in my life. I'm done with the masks. I'm done with the process. I will salute you, sir. Now, again, I didn't have a choice. We don't have a choice because those are the rules. But, man. Man, oh, man. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, who wins a natty first? Arch Manning or Kirby Smart? Oh, man. Well, it depends on Arch Manning's choice. If Arch goes to Ole Miss, no offense to Ole Miss, Ole Miss is a very happy place right now. Football team offensively is revved up. Defensively, not so much, but they're happy. They like Baby Kiff. Baby Kiff is immensely popular there. Baseball program's good. Kermit's doing a pretty good job with the basketball program. Ole Miss is a happy place. They're in a happy place. But if Arch Manning goes there, they're not going to win a natty. You can't win a natty at Ole Miss. There's most every school in America, you cannot win a natty at. They tell you you can, and I don't know why they, the media, feels obligated to tell you that. I don't know why. Almost every school in America, you cannot win a football natty at. Don't let them fool you. Many let them fool you, but you should. You can be good. No. You can be good, but winning a natty is a whole different thing. Almost every school in America is not capable of winning a natty. I don't care what you do. So I'm gonna take the unpopular stance here. Kirby Smart wins one before Arch Manning. Now, if Arch Manning goes to Clemson, that's a different story. Or wherever. But if he goes to Ole Miss, he's not going to win a natty. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, it sounds like that clinic is like the NCAA where they still have your facts in your letter of intent. They wouldn't. I mean, I've got everything here. Email it to me and I can print it. Or... does anybody fax? I mean, I can do that. Whatever you want to do. Send a carrier pigeon. I'll do that. But no, they said you've got to come back to the store, which I happily did. Matter of fact, I needed to because my wife wanted me to go by the grocery store to pick up some other stuff, which is adjacent to where we were going to be. It was fine. But still, it was surreal. It was weird. It was just, it was gross. The whole thing was gross. I refuse to yield to this psychosis. I just won't. Speaking of psychosis, Jeff in the borough. Welcome in.
What's going on, Bill?
Tests, COVID tests. Have you taken the test?
I never had taken the test.
No. Good for you, Jeff. I was shocked you answered it that way, but good for you. You broke that window.
Never have. Bill, the schools that can't win a natty in football, let's just get out of the football business, right? Don't play football.
No, those are your words.
No, that's your words. They can't win it, so don't play.
No, let's get out of football. Those are your words.
Well, I mean, if you can't win it all, then what's the point? What's the point if you can't win it all? What's the point? I mean, what's the point of playing? I mean, my opinion. So, And there's not many women can win basketball either, so they can't win basketball, but don't do that either. So I mean, that takes the whole SEC out, except Kentucky and Arkansas. Yes, they play better than the championship every year. SEC men's basketball.
Kentucky and Arkansas in what?
In men's basketball.
Oh, Arkansas can't win an Addy nowadays.
They won one in the past, I'm just saying. They won before.
Right. Right. 94, I was watching.
They've got more tradition than anybody else in the league outside of Kentucky, I'd say. The men's basketball, I'd say. So, if you had to put a dollar on it. But, I did want to tell you, Bill, your team by Texas there made the Final Four in volleyball. I was talking the other day, I was watching it. The regional finals.
Now, how did Logan Eggleston? She's the superstar. She's from Franklin.
I didn't know which one it was, but they mentioned her on the broadcast. I think the match before she, I want to say she had like 21 or 22 kills, something like that.
I'll tell you how good she is, and I saw her first in about fourth grade. She played basketball until about seventh, and then gave it up for volleyball. I didn't even know she was playing volleyball, but she gave it up for volleyball, obviously. But I'm telling you, I'll tell you how athletic and good she is. She could right now decide she's playing basketball and be an All-American. That's how good she is.
She's big, and it looks like she's about 6'6", 6'30".
And a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, that's what she looked like. I watched a little bit the other day. They played Nebraska and beat Nebraska, and Nebraska's a firehouse there. They won a bunch of national titles because Skinner, the coach, Kentucky was assistant at Nebraska before he took the Kentucky job.
I'll go a step further, and somebody can look this up. I think she left school a year early, meaning high school, to go. That's how good she is. She'd already gotten her grades.
Right. But now they Texas plays Thursday night. They play Wisconsin, the number one overall seed, on Thursday night. They play at 8:30, and then before that, Kentucky plays Washington, the first one semifinal. So it's on ESPN Thursday night. So.
Is Wisconsin? Again, I'm not a volleyball aficionado.
Well, they're the number one overall seed.
Right. No, I heard you. I thought all Wisconsin did was produce 6'6", 6'7", 320-pound offensive linemen. I didn't think they produced volleyball.
They've got a good volleyball program, do they? I mean, of course, the Big Ten's the best conference. I mean, this year they had 48 teams instead of 64, and they had 16. The top 16 seeds got byes in the first round.
Now, is Wisconsin a historic volleyball tradition school?
I mean, they have, not really historic, but they've been good the last several years. Okay. But the Big Ten's, I mean, of the 16 national seeds this year, six of them were from the Big Ten. Six of them.
Maybe so our Big Ten, all these people in our Big Ten audience can call the show now and claim we own volleyball.
Well, yeah, there's one of the best conferences in the country. Yeah, you've got Wisconsin and Penn State and Nebraska. You know, Penn State's a great program. Nebraska is Purdue.
Right, right.
They beat the night to go to the Final Four with Purdue, and then in the regional final. But Kentucky plays Washington. Tomorrow night. But if I was Skinner, the next thing I'd be worried about is the COVID, because Rice was supposed to play in the first round. They're at Conference USA, and they went up there and they tested. They got COVID. They got eliminated third from COVID, and come to find out one of their players had it. They didn't know it when they got up there.
Well, I know a pharmacy where they get tested over here in Wilco if they need any help.
They got to go to Omaha to get tested. They can't do it in Wilco. Hang in there, Bill. Watch Texas Thursday night. Watch it.
All right, see ya. Yeah, I mean, I'm close with this pharmacy now here. I can tell you all the things you need to do. Just did it on Tuesday. Top of the hour. Brian Driscoll will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic flow here on 24, right on schedule up by Harding Place. All that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County into Davison, plus Park and Murfreesboro Pike. That's a popular spot for an accident. There's one there right now. Also, 1300 Bell Road had traffic tied up in both directions. 65 still heavy here, but it's moving southbound here at Trinity Lane. Still trying to mop up that earlier car fire. 40 westbound at 840 out in Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811 online. TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 37. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62. Friday, cloudy, highs near 66. Showers likely for Saturday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, Notre Dame, top of the hour. Crazy Charlie says, Bill, you got a bunch of calls, so start pecking away at it. NDC, Mr. Kip, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I'm glad I made it back in my office. I was on hold. Charlie passed me through. I was about to have a C-by-Steve moment with the toilet flushing.
You don't want to be on that list. That's not a good list.
No, not at all. Not at all. You think they're going to sanitize their volleyball net?
Are they going to say that? Oh, yeah. Spray it down with some Lysol or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Kip is a sports aficionado, an athlete aficionado. This girl, this Logan Eggleston, and again, I saw her when she's probably fourth, fifth grade, could right now play in the WNBA and star. And had, I don't even know if she's picked up a basketball. I don't even know when. That's how good she is.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing she's got that in her back pocket.
To do it any day she wants.
Yeah. I was going to call yesterday. I didn't get a chance to, but I just got a big kick out of that electronic football game because I actually had one as a very, very young kid.
Could you make any plays with it, Kip?
You remember what was the game of the century back in 2011? A lot of the scores were just like that.
Yeah. 9-6, huh?
Yeah, 9-6 in OT. I think the ball was like a little sponge cutout. You like tuck it up underneath the running back's arm or something like that. But
I don't remember. I don't remember it. I had the game. People were tweeting that there was a little felt thing, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Now, the most fun part about that for me was like my dad would get this paint, and we actually paint the men, you know, in different uniforms. He was a Tampa Bay – he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, so we had to paint one of the teams that color and, you know, played around with them and things like that. But the painting was the best part of it, not the actual on-field action.
You guys changed the uniform colors for – wow.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, and I know listeners in the audience definitely remember this, what was more fun than that game is the paper football game that you play on a long table in school where you fold up the piece of paper like a triangle. You got like 4 downs to get it to the end, and you score if you know if part of the ball, I guess, is hanging off the edge as long as you can push it over. I know guys remember that game.
And you do your hands for the field goal thing.
Yep. A field goal. Yes,
you do the U, almost like the U thing, the Miami U thing.
Right, and you plug it through. Bill, we used to have tournaments. I mean, all kinds of goofing off in class. I'm talking about betting quarters and all kinds of stuff. It was fun. That was a fun time.
Man, see, that stuff is universal. Whatever little town, big town you grew up in, that was universal.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun with that. Guess on a football note, I'll give you a quick question. Mr. Mark Stoops, Kentucky, you know, he's done a hell of a job there. I mean, he's still recruiting his butt off and things like that. I don't know if he's one of them situations where he's there for life and he'd never leave, but, I mean, I guess it maybe take a major superpower to call on him. I mean, do you think he would ever, you know, I don't know if Ryan Day ever took a pro job or Lincoln Riley ever left at Oklahoma. I mean, Stoops, he's got a lot of cachet with what he's done in Lexington. I mean, do you think he'd ever leave, or is he just one of those guys that's going to sit there?
Most of the time on the show, Kip, we talk about basketball guy at a football school and how those jobs are actually attractive because if you win, you don't have to win huge, but if you win consistently, they'll love you forever, right? He's in that situation at a basketball school. And now he's in a league that's unforgiving. But he's also in the East, which other than Georgia can be inconsistent, right? Georgia, Florida can be inconsistent. So, to me, I think he's probably a lifer. And he's safe. As long as they don't, you know, tank, I think he's safe. And they also, he's got a big contract. He's owed a lot of money if they want to run him out of there. I think he stays. I really do.
Yeah. Now you're probably right about that. You look at your Kentuckys, your North Carolinas, your Dukes, you know, basketball. If you get a guy that just, you know, puts up Mark Stoops like numbers, I mean, look what Cut's doing at Duke. Right. And like if you take the first Mac Brown go around at North Carolina, if he sustained what he had at that point at North Carolina, he could have stayed there and been there for 30 years. He'd be there, you know, instead of coming back there, he would have still been there. But you're definitely right about that. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll leave you with a little segue from what we just talked about with the basketball school football coaches. Leave a little Arch Manning note. You know, I've probably said it before, but hype was going to suck for his first 2 years, and that's going to open the door for Cut to come on back to Rocky Top and get Arch Manning. there's your Arch Manning scenario in Knoxville right there. It's going to be Cut. Got to be Cut. That's the only way.
That's why we like you, Kip. You think outside the box a little bit. That's good.
All right, take it easy, Bill. I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but good hearing you.
Thank you, Kip. Always a pleasure to have you. Anyways, so Heupel sucks for 2 years, and like Tennessee's tradition. They run another coach off. Cut comes home, and in comes Arch to save the day. I mean, for the show, that'd be good. I've always told you, my bias is the show. For the show, that would be really good. Anyways, we will take the break here. Crazy Charlie says music time, and when we come back, he'll process more calls. Coming up top of the hour, Brian Driscoll, South Bend, Indiana. Oh, I had on my Catholics versus convicts shirt yesterday. Yep. Josh said, Bill, I got it coming to you. He sent it to me. Very nice of him. I wore it proudly. Oh, I had a guy stop me in the grocery about the shirt, too. I'll tell you. I'll relay that story to you here in a little bit. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quiet at a traffic flow here on 24, right on schedule up by Harding Place. All that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County into Davison, plus Park and Murfreesboro Pike. That's a popular spot for an accident. There's one there right now. Also, 1300 Bell Road had traffic tied up in both directions. 65 still heavy here, but it's moving southbound here at Trinity Lane. Still trying to mop up that earlier car fire. 40 westbound at 840 out in Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811 online. TrueFriendsMovingCompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you're paying your winnings in as little as 24. It's the cool thing about baseball too. They got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code GREGP to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This proud salute is brought to you by Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. For all your residential and rental needs, call the pros today at 615-838-8850. That's 615-838-8850. Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. They're on the air saluting our troops and veterans, the professionals who care.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Brian Driscoll, top of the hour. Crazy Charlie says, Vandy Joe, checking in this morning. What's up, sir?
Greetings, Bill.
Greetings.
How you been doing, my friend?
We are well. Appreciate hearing from you, man.
Good, good. Well, I'll tell you a quick story about the Corona Bros. My granddaughter goes to a Christian school in Wilson County,
She's been sent home three times this year for contact with COVID. She finally got it, but she didn't get it from school. She just got sent home recently. She's about to graduate from high school, and it just sort of put a damper on her last part of her senior year in high school, which just really sucks. So she didn't have corona. I mean, she still got antibodies, and they sent her home. They sent her home, which makes no sense.
So she's gone through. Now, how many times have you had to get her tested?
At least four.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here complaining about one, and you've gone through four.
Yep. Gone through at least four tests. I've almost lost count. Now, my wife, she's diabetic, so we're both vaxxed.
Right.
So I went on and took it because of her. But
I understand.
I'm a government employee in Davidson County, so we've got a mask up every time we walk through the. Even if we go out anywhere, we've got a mask up.
Right.
But anyway, tell you what I called about. I've been listening very intently lately. Hadn't been calling in, and I'm growing tired of the cattleman. I call him when I lived in Knoxville, where I've moved back to, we called him the cattle prod because he used to just prod everybody about all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Well, Stick is growing tired and weary about Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt. Tim's following the rules. Tennessee could do it if they wanted to. Anybody else could do it if they wanted to. They got it approved. It's just like a tax avoidance. You don't pay all the taxes that you pay every year. You figure ways around the system to keep from having to pay the maximum amount of tax that you need to pay when the Grim Reaper comes calling. So same kind of deal. I'm sure he's done it. Everybody else does it. So what's the deal? Get off of it and find something else to rail about. Now, final point. He was trash talking Kumar on Friday.
Right.
Look what Kumar did. By the way, Kumar was amped Friday night.
Oh yeah.
He was telling the Tennessee players to get in the batter's box. Let's go. Throughout the game.
I don't know if you're on Twitter, but did you see the clip of him saying, "I'm bleeping here. I'm here. I'm bleeping here." It's pretty good.
Yeah.
6'5", about 260, standing up on that mound.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. I mean, he showed he was human, and that's all I can say. I mean, he had one bad game, and everybody's going to have one, just like Leiter had a bad one on Saturday, and they still almost won. So it's going to be Tennessee's better in baseball. No, there's no doubt about it.
No, they got a good team. Scrappy.
Yeah, they are. And, I mean, they've got Vitello, and that's why they are. And, I mean, he's instilled a culture in them, and they're gonna be a force to be reckoned with. Now, the question is Danny the Plumber going to be able to retain him at the end of the season when LSU and A&M come calling for him?
Right.
Because they're going to throw the big bucks at him, and I'm going to be real interested to see if Danny the Plumber steps up and tries to keep him on campus, because I just don't think they're going to be able to match the dollars that those two schools are going to throw at him, and I'm sure they're going to come for him.
Cosby Cattleman says let him go. Baseball doesn't count.
Well, I tell you what, he may think that, but it's the only program at UT, basically major program at UT, that is successful both during the season and postseason. I mean, look at regular season Rick. He burns his players out before about two-thirds of the way through the season with the rotation that he plays them on. And by the time they get to the tournament, they're spent and they fade like a wet blanket. And the football team's been a wreck for, 25 years?
Since about 1998.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderbilt, they're no great shakes in either men's basketball, women's basketball, or football, but there at least looks like there's maybe some hope. I'm gonna be interested to see the administration's got some skin in the game now, and I'm gonna be interested to see what happens as far as follow through is concerned.
And I think Joe, have a good Clark one, Lee, sir. Appreciate it.
I think
it.
Maybe Clark Lee may be the answer to the football. I hope.
All right, bud. Appreciate the call, Joe. Over in. Some say it's Mount – well, it is Mount Juliet, but some say Mount Julio, if they can't pronounce it right, Mount Juliet. Top of the hour break, and like I told you, variety, man. I like to go to the buffet and see all the different selections. We'll go to Brian Driscoll up in Shannon's territory, South Bend, Indiana. Talk a little Fighting Irish. We will talk about Sweet Lou, too. Cannot do that segment without a little commentary about Sweet Lou, who passed away over the weekend. Very sad news there. Quick show, fast show. Quick and fast. Quick Twitch. Omni Nashville Hotel.